This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, we'll take your phone calls about whatever you want to discuss. We'll open up the phones to you here in just a little bit. And yes, we certainly can talk about what's happened in France. We covered it in detail on our Friday night show, but it's always another night. New listeners, new callers, you're certainly welcome to comment. We'll give you the phone lines and our Skype here in a moment. But at the moment, the Skype line is full, because we've got a special guest to start things out here tonight. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you, and we are bringing back on the air with us the producer, the director, the writer, I believe, of Playing Columbine, which is a documentary film in which, Mark, you and I actually appear. This was, I think, our first, this was our feature film debut.
He made me 3 degrees from Kevin Bacon. He's a friend for life, as far as I'm concerned.
And Danny, welcome back to Free Talk Live. Danny LaDonna is here from Colorado. Hey.
Hey, thanks for having me on the air, guys. It's good to be back on.
Yeah, you actually reached out to us and let us know that you've become embroiled in some controversy at a former employer of yours, which happens to be a college campus. And this all happens to be coming down right around the same time when we've been discussing on the air a number of these just ridiculous politically correct news stories, these headlines coming out of college campuses around the country. There was an audio clip we played earlier this week of some students at Yale, one in particular yelling and berating the dean of the college over just some politically correct nonsense. And I don't even remember what it was in that particular case. Which one was that, Mark? That was,
she didn't feel that...
Space.
Yeah, she felt that Yale University shouldn't be an institution of education, but instead should be a place of comfort and home.
Yeah, so I mean, there's
been
all
kinds of... Yeah, her specific grievance is related to the fact that the dean's wife or the headmaster's wife would not ban offensive Halloween costumes.
That's right.
Which comes up every year as an issue.
That's correct. Right.
So you've been following some of this as well. And you used to work on a college campus, I presume, out in Colorado. What has happened to you now? How'd you get caught up in all this?
Well, darn it, you know, I've tried several times now to lead a normal life, but I just don't seem capable of doing that. So as you know, I made a video game in 2005 called Super Columbine Massacre RPG. It's a game that explores the events of the Columbine school shooting, and that was the first time that we started talking on the air. And then, of course, I made a documentary about that game and the broader movement of video games addressing real-world issues. I interviewed the two of you and our mutual friend Jack Thompson.
That's right.
The disbarred attorney who wants to keep video games from reaching the hands of minors because it will turn them into would-be school shooters.
Is he still out there, by the way? I don't know if you follow him at all. I haven't heard his name in years.
I mean, he's really dropped off the radar. Yeah. Every once in a while, it seems like he'll try and rear his head up to a controversy, but no one buys those arguments anymore,
gotcha.
So his days being on 60 Minutes are over.
Nice. So what happened to you?
I mean, yeah, the reality is I moved back to Colorado in 2011. I started doing video work and teaching media production, which is my area of expertise, and I was having a great time. We ran an annual film festival every year, and some of your listeners might know about a film we showed 2 years ago now called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree.
Yeah, that's right. You did a Q&A session over a video link with Derek J, the star of the movie, which, of course, people can see the whole film over at victimlesscrimespree.com. So you were teaching basically film production?
Yeah, we music video, short film, documentary, social media, a lot of production, but some theory and analysis coursework at a university called Adams State University in Southern Colorado.
All right.
So what happened out there?
Yeah, so things were going well until the opportunity to work there full-time presented itself. I was an adjunct, and if you know anything about higher education, adjuncts are part-time teachers who teach between 1 and 3 classes at a semester in a school, and they kind of have to cobble together a living by teaching on multiple campuses or getting other part-time work. It can be a struggle. So I certainly was looking for a full-time position for things like health insurance and job security, even having an office, which adjuncts generally don't get their own office. So I was excited to do that, and basically I tried 2 years in a row, and both years I wasn't a finalist for the position. But the first year they didn't find anyone to take the job, and I'm doing the job. So I said, well, I've developed all these syllabi for the classes. I've been getting high student reviews and departmental evaluations. I'd like to interview for the position, please. And the way higher ed works, of course, that would be way too simple. So they said, oh, no, the search has failed. We can't offer you the job. But I said, well, that's interesting, because in the fall, you're offering all the classes that I'm teaching. Who's going to be teaching those? So then they came back and they asked me to keep adjuncting. And I said, I don't want to keep adjuncting. I want a full-time job. And so they didn't really have much choice. So they put me back on for a one-year visiting contract. It was full-time 1 year. Okay. Applied again for the full-time job. And this time I wasn't even close, wasn't even a semi-finalist, you know? So, and it was just so perplexing, given that I was doing the job every day and it seemed to go well. So I got my own score sheets that actually you can use to see how you were evaluated. And this took some arm wrestling with the HR department, who said that they were classified. And I said, no,
classified.
I'm pretty sure.
it's not like the nuclear codes or anything.
If you ask an attorney, they'll tell you that nothing is available. And so the university's attorney was telling them, oh, no, these are confidential documents. So I filed an Open Record Act request, and they would have had to make a compelling case as to why it would harm the public interest to release these score sheets. So I received them, and I reviewed them, and I found a lot of problems, simple problems, complicated factual issues. And so I took it to the school's Office of Equal Opportunity, where you're supposed to go to get these kinds of issues resolved. And I'm sure your viewers and listeners at Free Talk Live know that there's nothing like some good bureaucracy to solve a problem. So I filled out all the paperwork, met with all the right people, and the conclusion was, well, no, there's nothing we can do about it. And so I tried several times to speak to the president of the university. We sat down and talked, and I offered kind of a negotiation. I said, well, why don't I just keep doing video work and teach part-time, and we can make it a new full-time job, and we don't have to contest this any further. Well, they didn't want to do that. We got a new president in the fall. I went to the Board of Trustees in October, and I said, look, my issues still aren't resolved. Could we go to mediation, sit down at a table, and figure out what's going on? And they didn't respond to that. Instead, what they did do is issue me a letter to my house stating that my my alleged behavior was threatening the university and that I was a threat to campus safety. So I was banned from campus. And if I were to set foot on this public university property again, I would be arrested on the spot.
So this is a stunning turn of events. Yeah, I mean, so one day you're teaching the course and everything's going fine, and then the next day you're banned from campus?
Yeah, it felt that way. I mean, this took a period of months to de-escalate to this level. I mean, pretty soon the university just refused to meet with me, and I said, wait, my case is still open. These issues aren't resolved. And they said, no, you're not an employee, so we can't meet with you. I said, but I'm not an employee because of this problem. Right? So there was a circular logic going on. Then they shut down my email account. Then they canceled my video work, which was totally separate from teaching, and I never got a straight answer as to why my video work was, like, now also canceled. But it wasn't just a budget cut thing. The guy who'd been hiring me for video was told by the president that he could no longer hire me. Just couldn't do it and wouldn't be told why.
Do you feel like, how many years were you doing this teaching, this part-time teaching video work thing now? Two, three years?
I taught part-time for 3 years, and then I taught full-time for an additional year, so 4 years total.
Do you think that had you just sort of quietly kept your head down and not sort of rocked the boat, that you'd have been allowed to continue, and that somehow bringing attention to yourself created some sort of issue behind the scenes where you became objectionable?
Yeah, the short answer is yes, and the long answer is absolutely yes. This happens a lot in higher ed, and it was certainly something that happened in my case. I can talk about it more in the next segment.
Yeah, that's fine. Danny LaDonna is with us here. What website do you want to plug tonight? Because I know you got a couple of them.
Yeah, so watchingadams.org is one of the reasons I got pushed out of the university, and we can talk about that.
Watching Adams. Is that Adams with two D's?
One D.
All right, stand by. Danny LaDonna is with us from Playing Columbine. It's Free Talk Live.
Obtaining a pre-approval can be a buyer's advantage. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. In recent years, mortgage guidelines have been tightened. A pre-approval that's been issued by a mortgage underwriter gets you through the process and uncovers potential pitfalls long before you become obligated by a purchase contract. Obtaining a pre-approval will allow you to be certain about the price range that's best for you. You'll know how much cash you'll need to bring to close, and you'll know what your maximum monthly payment will be. Understanding your limits will help you negotiate with confidence. Plus, since sellers like a sure thing, you may have an advantage over buyers who do not yet have a pre-approval. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and And, of course, you can join us here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers. If you've got a question for Danny LaDone, he is the producer and director of Playing Columbine, the documentary about the video game that he made, which is Super Columbine Massacre, RPG. Mark, you and I had the pleasure of being interviewed by Danny years ago for Playing Columbine. That was right after we moved up here to New Hampshire, if I'm recalling correctly.
Been years, yeah.
As part of the Free State Project. Danny moved on to do some work at a college, Adams State University in Colorado, and was doing some film production work there, teaching class as an adjunct professor. Wanted to go for a full-time position that they were looking to hire for, and then ultimately they did not hire him on more than one occasion. He couldn't understand why, given that they didn't hire anyone else, and that they were supposed to hire somebody, is my understanding of the story thus far, and they turned him down, which is very strange considering he was actually teaching at the university at the time. So in the process of trying to get answers about why he was declined this opportunity, you ended up getting, Danny, you're on with us from on Skype in Colorado, you ended up being banned from the institution. You were essentially terminated and then further prohibited from coming back on campus. Is that all correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Without sounding like an attorney, I didn't have the opportunity for due process, nor have the allegations been named to me as to what I have done that has caused them to determine that I am a threat to campus safety.
Wait, so were those words actually used somewhere, threat to campus safety?
Oh, yes, very prominently.
See that?
Oh, well, it was in the letter that was issued to me, and then it was in the subsequent justification. See, because Danny LaDone is a pretty likable guy, right? So everyone on campus is like, why is this guy banned from campus? So the chief of police, who actually recently arrived here from Florida from his previous job, and I know the two of you have some experience with Florida cops, so you probably have some insight there. He basically emailed the campus to say, No, this guy was a threat to the campus safety. He made a video game about Columbine 10 years ago, and now he's engaged in all this irrational behavior and making people feel threatened, and he could go postal at any time. So therefore, the police chief had to issue a piece of paper to me, and because he's handed me a piece of paper, I am now no longer a threat to the campus. Now, you're probably wondering if anyone actually searched my home or interviewed me or performed a psychological evaluation. None of those things happened. They just issued me a piece of paper saying I was banned from campus, and now everyone there is much safer.
And they went so far as to actually email the entire campus, meaning every student received a notice to be on the lookout for you?
Every faculty and staff received a notice that said that this was why it was done. It was an open letter. And, of course, I responded by copying and pasting the entire directory of campus faculty and staff email addresses and writing a point-by-point rebuttal as to what was incorrect here. But I think what's relevant is that I was banned from campus 2 days after launching our first set of articles for a website that I created called WatchingAdams.org. Watching Adams was created because the institution, for years and years, has just really failed to be a self-correcting administration. So we, in our first set of articles, identified that the university was probably violating the Colorado Wage Act because it wasn't paying people on time. It was violating the Open Records Act because it was taking way too long to respond to public information requests.
Oh, well, no wonder they went after you. I mean,
this is why they went after me, right?
You didn't have tenure, right? So they could just boot you out the door and there's no consequence to them for it.
I mean, I wasn't even an employee at that point, but I was not leaving. And so the president emailed me on a Tuesday to say I was no longer allowed to attend, quote, administrative meetings.
See,
and those weren't subject to open records.
Danny, if you just keep your mouth shut and be a good little boy, then you could have a nice tenured professor position.
No, they weren't moving forward on that. I don't know where you come up with that conclusion. They are not giving tenured professorships very often anymore.
Well, they were looking to hire a full-time person.
They're just stringing people along.
You think so? Okay.
So what Mark says is true. The new faculty majority is adjunct positions, and sadly, many adjuncts live below the poverty line.
So the administrators are living large. They're getting paid decent salaries, nice benefits.
Well, you should ask, because for years, Adams State was not reporting its compensation data to the state, even when it was supposed to. So I filed an Open Record Act, got all that data, posted it at Watching Adams, and you can see that while most faculty and staff make about 70-80% of people in the same job at other schools, there are like 24 administrators that are making over 100% of what they make at other schools.
Wow.
I think we found a clue.
Now, they will say, oh, no, has nothing to do with his website. He's just a threat to the safety of campus, so he had to be removed.
Right. And by the way, for people that don't know, Super Columbine Massacre RPG, I presume it's still downloadable online. Is that correct?
ColumbineGame.com. You can get it today.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is basically a political statement of yours, just kind of looking at the whole tragedy. It's not anything that advocates violence or in any way, shape, or form. I mean, having played it, I think I can, you know, fairly certain say that about playing about
it's also
Columbine
the old game. Style video games. I mean, it's not like
it's like a 16-bit RPG style.
Right, this is stuff from the early 90s,
top down overhead perspective, not like a first person shooter or something
yeah
like
I don't
that.
Know how probably our audience doesn't know what that terminology means, but a video game from the early 90s probably sums it up.
So, I mean, what? It's just ridiculous, Danny. I'm sorry this has happened to you, but at least you're putting it out there. You're getting the word out. WatchingAdams.org is your website. What's the next step for you?
Well, I've done a number of things. I think the university made a mistake by coming after someone like me and not understanding who I am, right? I'm the guy that survived these controversies before, and I have a degree in mass communication. So, you know, I did what any reasonable person in my position would do. I started contacting the press, and so the university has gotten all this negative press. I've contacted the ACLU, who's now investigating the case. I filed a case with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. So Adams State is essentially now under federal investigation. So this is coming back in a major way. And you'll like this. The university president did an interview with the local paper last week. And when she was asked why I was such a threat, she said that I had been engaging in harassment and terrorism against the university.
Apparently,
terrorism.
Revealing what the administrators make versus what the professors make is terrorism.
Now, Mark and Ian, I don't know. Maybe you've been called a terrorist before, but this was a first time for me.
I've been accused of threatening, intimidating, and harassing the government bureaucrats here in Keene. It sounds very, very similar. Well, I'm sure you'll keep us up to date, Danny, and your fans and people who are curious can go to watchingadams.org to follow along there. And I really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live to update us on the story tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time. Danny LaDonna there in Colorado. And you can join us. The Skype is now open for you. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. What do you want to talk about? The insanity continuing to develop on college campuses across the country, or what's going on in France with ISIS now apparently accepting responsibility or taking responsibility for the attacks yesterday in France. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Of course, yesterday evening, late into the night in France, there were multiple coordinated attacks, including the execution of dozens of people. Turns out over 120 at least are known to be dead in Paris, and there was apparently some suicide bombings included in that.
Last I heard, it was 129.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, a lot of those other, like 190, are critically injured, too.
Wow. So, pretty serious stuff, and certainly you're welcome to comment on that here tonight, and also want to let you know about what we've been enjoying here in the studio over the last week. We've gotten a shipment from Nuts.com, and Mark, I am a huge fan of what they've provided us here from Nuts.com, and
yeah.
I'm very interested in trying more, because apparently at Nuts.com, it's not just nuts. They've got something like 3,000 healthy snacks, including dried fruit, and then sweet treats, like I've been just really addicted to these pretzels, these chocolate-covered pretzels.
They're really good. They're better than any other chocolate-covered pretzel.
Yeah, they're the perfect mix of sweet and salty together, which is awesome. But, you know, they've, of course, got very, very high-quality nuts. You got some cashews in there. There was an organic trail mix as well.
Pistachios.
And you can try it out as well. If you've never gone to nuts.com before, new customers can get 4 free samples. You get to choose from over 50 options, so plenty of selection. There's a minimum order, of course. If you're a new customer, I think it's $25. You go to nuts.com, you type in FTL when you click the microphone at the top of the page, and again, enter FTL to get the special access to the deal. It's an amazing company. They've been around since 1929, and it's a family-owned business that has prided themselves on delivering the best in nuts and dried fruit you'll find anywhere.
These are the kind of snacks that are great for the holidays.
You perfect know, for any time, but yeah, great time of year for them.
I know when I go to parties, there's often, you know, little bowls of things to snack on, and nuts.com is going to give you the highest quality of these little snacks. Plus, they're great gifts because, I mean, when you're like, oh, what should I get somebody? They've got everything. Well, they don't have another bag of delicious, high-quality nuts. So there you go.
That's true. So get your 4 free samples with your first purchase over at nuts.com by clicking the mic and entering code FTL. That's nuts.com. So we go to David in San Francisco to start things out here. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, greetings. I can give you a play-by-play report on the sunset. It's just happening right this very moment.
On the sunset?
Yeah.
What were you really calling about?
Well, I've mentioned to you before that I think that Blackwater is ISIS, and it's without doubt.
That's a new conspiracy theory. Now, what do you have to back that one up?
Well, they skedaddled out of America when they were about to get indicted, and they set up shop over there in Dubai, if I remember right, and right about the time they showed up, ISIS gets formed. So it's
correlation is not necessarily causation.
Well, okay, have you all studied Genie Energy?
No.
You look it up. It's in fact, I just found a...
Does it involve three wishes?
Genie Oil Gas Company, or excuse me, genieoilgas.com, and look for their strategic advisory board. It includes Richard Cheney, Mary Landrieu, the former senator from Louisiana, Rupert Murdoch, Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico,
Jacob
Rothschild, Lawrence Summers, and James Woolsey, former head of the CIA.
I don't know who most of those people are, but okay, so it's a company with a bunch of baddies on the board.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they've been given 153 square miles of the Golan Heights for fracking. And if you know about, I can give you a name of a pipeline, NABUCCO, Nabucco, the Nabucco pipeline. And the plan is that they want to do fracking in Cheney territory, and then they want to send a pipeline straight across Syria up into Turkey. Well, they'd have to pay toll, right, to Syria? Well, Dick Cheney and the CIA don't like paying toll. And so the destabilization of Syria is what it's all about. And they are planning on...
It's getting a little more believable now.
Yeah, but it's always cheaper to pay the toll than it is
to go to war. Yeah, but not if the government's paying the cost of war, right? Because then the company doesn't actually have to pay it directly.
That much is
true. I mean, the U.S. government for years has been securing property for these oil companies at the cost of all the taxpayers. So that part of the story isn't unbelievable. David, thanks for the call tonight. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The idea
I'm going to see more.
The idea that Blackwater, which that's its old name, they changed their name to Z, and then I believe they changed their name again, I think, to Academy? Maybe? I'll have to double-check on that. But, they, you know, they've been shuffling the naming around to try
suspicious.
To make people think they're something they weren't, or that this company's somehow different than what it was in the past. And, of course, for those that don't recall, Blackwater was, what, the more prominent private security force that was hired by the government
to do certain jobs, as they referred to.
Yeah. Over in the Middle East. So the speculation that Blackwater is ISIS, I think, is pretty... unfounded. Like, there's not really any evidence for that. But you could say that ISIS was created by the U.S. federal government, and I think that's a relatively safe thing to say. Not necessarily directly, but the fact that the U.S. federal government went in and destabilized Iraq, for instance, and essentially created the conditions necessary for Saddam Hussein to be ousted, and then ultimately for things to crumble, if you will, politically there in Iraq, which led ultimately to ISIS being formed.
I would say that that's pretty much undeniable,
yeah.
That, the destabilization of Iraq, not to say that it was, the regime there was that great, but the destabilization has certainly led to what we have today. It would be hard to disagree with that.
There is a story over at ZeroHedge.com. How legitimate it is, I'm not sure, because it's fairly lengthy, and I have not had a chance to go through it. But they claim there's a secret Pentagon report that has revealed that the U.S. created ISIS as a tool to overthrow Syria's President Assad.
Well, so the administration certainly involved to some extent in, trying to destabilize Assad's regime. How much they had to do with ISIS, I don't know the answer to that. Obviously, they went off the reservation at some point, if that's the case.
Now you've got ISIS taking responsibility for the attacks in Paris last night, which have resulted in over 120 dead with nearly 200 seriously wounded. You said critically wounded, Mark.
That's so what I've read.
It's pretty intense situation over there. And
well, one thing that I saw that I thought was very disturbing is that on my Facebook timeline, I saw a big mushroom cloud and claiming that we've had peace in Japan since 1945. It's time to send some peace over the middle to Islamic countries or the Middle East.
Who is saying this?
Well, I mean, people on my timeline, man. That's
okay.
All.
So this is like a Facebook meme or something.
It's a Facebook meme, but it's going around. I can tell you, I saw it more than one time.
So someone's suggesting to bomb Syria or what? Bomb
basically the
Middle
Muslims.
East. Okay.
Right. Like, that's all you're getting. Right. There's a billion Muslims in 20 something different countries. Mm. Are we bombing Turkey here? Or are we bombing Syria? Like, who exactly do they want to bomb?
How about your neighbor? How about the guy down the street who's a Muslim? Bomb him, too?
Right. I mean, that's really the notion here is that, well, we can't trust all of the Muslims, so therefore we can't trust any of the Muslims, was basically what I was getting out of it. Yeah, it's pretty
that's
scary stuff. That's what I was seeing, and I thought that was pretty frightening. If people are the same people that were worried about calling French fries freedom fries are now ready to bomb the Middle East into glass because France was attacked. I mean, I think maybe there's a problem here. Maybe you've got unresolved anger issues. I don't know.
Yeah, and as our listeners pointed out last night on our Facebook page, apparently Syria was struck by French aircraft in the last week. So that's probably the main reason why France was attacked yesterday evening. Violence does have consequences, and usually it's more violence coming back around to bite you. 855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. If you want to comment, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
This is Sharon Hunt.
using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition. And, of course, you're invited to join us here. Our toll-free number, 855-453. Maybe you want to talk about what's happened in Paris. Of course, there's a lot of different angles to hit that from. Gun control might be one of them. SaveItPurse.com, though, I want you to know about that. It's the shopping season for the holidays, and you might as well get it done now, especially through SaveItPurse.com, because if you're patient at SaveItPurse.com, you can save even more than the average 20% on Amazon. So if you want, saving 20% on Amazon is super easy through SaveItPurse.com. But if you want to save 30% or even 40%, it's possible to do that. You just have to be willing to wait a little bit longer because your order basically goes into a marketplace and gets bid on. The trick is you have to have Bitcoin. You're essentially selling your Bitcoin to very, very high bidders, people who are willing to pay a significant premium above the cost of Bitcoin in order to acquire it. And it works. And it works very, very well. I've used SaveItPurse.com for quite a while now, over 24 transactions. I'm actually in the middle of ordering a couple new things. One, I got 25% off, and that was filled within a couple hours of me placing the order. So, man, it works very, very well. Go to SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveAtPurse.com. To get started there, there's a great little intro video to clue you in. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is LRN.FM, and that's actually where Will is on the line here. Will is from Muslims for Liberty, Muslims at number 4, liberty.org. Hey, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are we doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for calling in tonight. What did you want to share with our audience?
Well, I thought we'd kind of bring the discussion, you know, back to, you know, the war on terror. As, you know, most people recognize this, you know, with the French addition to the bombing campaigns against Daesh or ISIS something that would be considered blowback for those bombing campaigns by the words of these attackers themselves when they stated, according to reports, this is for Syria. So
did they shout that before doing their deeds?
That was, according to some reports, there were some of them who were saying this is for Syria,
mm-hmm.
In the process of the attack. So that in itself brings back the political motivation that was, behind these attacks. But what my wife and I were sitting and talking today about the entire situation, and something that we noticed that we found kind of odd is that there are groups on the ground who are fighting ISIS that are Muslim, and they're beating them in many places.
Right, the Peshmerga which is the Kurds.
Yes.
And they're Muslim, and nobody ever seems to mention that. They say the Kurds or the Peshmerga, they have some initials too that I'm not entirely sure of, but they never say the Muslim Kurds. Mm. They never mention that.
Well, yeah, the Kurdish population is about 93% Muslim. And another group that's on the ground that is fighting ISIS and winning is Hezbollah. And what we've noticed, though, that's kind of odd is that both of these groups of Muslims who are fighting and winning on the ground against ISIS are being bombed by U.S. allies.
Oh, boy.
Who are supposed to be fighting ISIS with the United States. Turkey bombing the Kurds, and Israel bombing Hezbollah. There was actually a time, I want to say it was about 10 days ago, where Hezbollah pushed ISIS out of a city. They defeated a brigade of ISIS fighters and pushed them out of a city and were immediately bombed by Israeli fighter jets.
It's hard to win a war when you're getting bombed by the same team, right?
That's the thing that we came up with was what's the team?
Right. What is the team exactly? Mm-hmm.
Who is the team? Because the way that it looks is that ISIS is a part of the team, because if Muslims on the ground gain ground in a fight against ISIS, then America or their allies will bomb those Muslims. They will attack the people who are attacking ISIS.
Well, this isn't the U.S. hasn't done this up to this point. This is you said Turkey and Israel.
We have paid for most of it. We have given the weapons to Israel. We have given weapons to Turkey to carry out the attacks. So, I mean, when the bombs fall out of the sky and they say "Made in the USA" on them, Lockheed Martin or whatever company here that's making the weapons. Then you have to acknowledge that the United States government is somehow, in some way, culpable in these bombings.
Well, I don't know about culpability, but I understand that people are going to see it that way.
Are they coming out and opposing the bombings? Is anyone saying, "We shame on you, Israel"? Shame on you, Turkey? I don't pay attention to all their press releases, but I doubt it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you hear Kurdish people that are saying, "Shame on you, Turkey." And you see Muslims, particularly Shia, saying, "Shame on you, Israel."
But you don't have Barack Obama coming out and condemning the killing of these innocent people.
Well, no. And
they're not innocent. They're in a war.
They're in a war, yeah.
The collateral damage? Is that what you want to say?
Well, not even collateral damage. It's these people are fighting the bad guys, or at least what we're told are the bad guys.
Well, they're innocent of attack. They're not attacking the United States troops, right? They're attacking the ISIS
troops.
People
aren't even on the ground.
And they're not attacking Israel, and they're not attacking Turkey. They're attacking ISIS.
So it looks like an opportunity.
They sound like innocent people to me. It sounds like they're people that are defending their home turf, basically.
Well, and that's the issue is like, how do we, it's like a piece of string that has all of these different strands that are in a rat's nest, and you, like, which end is which end? Who is right and who is wrong? Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys?
I'm pretty sure ISIS are a bad bunch of guys. Like,
I've seen the videos.
I've seen some videos and I've seen enough.
Whose side are they on? That's my question, is whose side are they on?
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows at this point.
They're definitely on ISIS's side.
The U.S. basically created ISIS
right
in order to destabilize Syria, then they also, but they also created the Shia militias in Iraq that are fighting against ISIS as well, but are also some of them carrying out terrorist attacks in Syria or in Iraq. Hmm. So we basically trained and armed every single person. Well, not just both sides. There's like five sides.
Right.
And all of them are using American weapons. All of them, with the exception of Israel, are using American training because Israel's training is better than ours.
So the military-industrial complex is the winner here as long as people keep fighting with each other.
Basically, yeah. And you and I and all the rest of us and any civilian that's involved in any of this are the losers because we're right. either robbed in order to pay for it, turned against each other at home,
right.
or bombed and massacred as the poor unintended targets.
It's a shame when especially the civilians have get harmed in this like they did in France. But frankly, civilians have been getting harmed in these conflicts over there in the Middle East for a very long time. People don't seem to have much sympathy for them. Suddenly, it's terrible when it happens in Europe.
Well, something that hasn't actually been mentioned yet, I don't think, is that the Assads are in power because the French put them there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the French used to run Syria, basically, and Morocco, and a few other places. And when they had to leave, when the European powers had to pull out of these countries, a lot of them just put puppets into power so that even though they weren't actively occupying, these countries would still work in the best interest of the previously colonizing power.
That's how it's been done for a long time. We're still dealing with the consequences of colonization. Countries with straight lines, you really got to watch out for them because those straight lines weren't created by, people making agreements over time or rivers or these sorts of things. Those straight lines were drawn on the map usually by Europeans and, really don't know much about what's going on the ground.
I don't even think that that's true because Churchill and the rest of them knew what was going on the ground. They expressed personally that they drew the lines purposefully to create conflict, splitting the Kurdish community up into three different countries, things like that to purposely make sure that there would be upheaval and conflict and civil war in perpetuity in this area, because as long as those groups and those people are fighting against each other and doing like what ISIS is doing, where you go around and kill some Shia and then you go kill some Sunnis and then you go kill some Christians and then you get those communities all fighting with each other. As long as that's going on, it's easier to go in and control the governments from the outside.
The government benefits, the U.S. government benefits from all this. Thank you for the call tonight, Will. I appreciate your time. That's Will Cully from Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. As we continue here, we got plenty of time for you. If you want to join us here, open phone lines at 855-450-FREE. Can bring up anything you want. It doesn't have to be about Paris. 855-450-3733, although that's obviously what a lot of people are talking about tonight. This is Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait.
you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.